Hello there. This is Pastor Gary Dahl of the Way of Truth Ministries with your daily moments of meditation and prayer time, which is a ministry of this radio station for your spiritual encouragement. Today, let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and I would like to read with you an extended text that would be verses 1 through 8 of this great passage of Scripture. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 1 through 8. Note what the Word of God says. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hand, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house which is from heaven. If so be that being clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not for that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of life. Now he that hath wrought us for the selfsame thing is God, who also hath given unto us the earnest of the Spirit. Therefore we are always confident, knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident, I say, and willing rather, to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 1 through 8. And beloved, I think that's one of the most encouraging passages of Scripture in the entirety of the Word of God as it relates to what we as Christians had to look forward to. In this passage, the Apostle Paul is speaking concerning our physical body as it relates to our eternal body. In this physical body that we live in today on earth, we have a lot of aches and pains, arthritis and bursitis and rheumatism and everything else that goes along with that. And I am certain that some of you right now are saying, Amen, Pastor Gary, I know exactly what you're going through. You know, I felt pretty good until I turned 70 years of age. For the last couple of years, I have found more aches and pains in my body than I can even begin to count. Well, that's a part of living in this life, and that's why we do groan, as this passage of Scripture tells us. In this body, we face all sorts of issues, physically, spiritually, mentally, socially, and financially, and because of that, we groan. But as Christians, we have a lot to look forward to. Verse 8 of 2 Corinthians 5 says, we are confident, I say, and willing rather, to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. One of these days, as Christians, we're going to die. Certainly everybody will die, but I'm speaking to Christians right now. And when we die, we will go into the presence of the Lord and be right there face to face with our Savior and have a new body, a glorified body, a body that is spiritual, eternal in the heavens. There will be no more aches or pains, no more problems, no more sin. And I'm looking forward to that, aren't you? Of course, we also realize that before we die, the rapture could happen when the Lord Jesus Christ comes in the clouds of the air to take us home to be with Him. That could happen today, and we say, Amen, even so come, Lord Jesus. But as it relates to death, Christians don't fear death. We anticipate it because it means that we will be in the presence of the Lord in that beautiful, eternal, spiritual body that God will give us as we will live and bask in the sunlight of God's glory forever. Looking forward to heaven is something that we can anticipate. Father, I thank you for the promise of heaven that we as Christians have through faith in your Son, Jesus Christ. I pray that you'll take this passage and encourage all believers today. And certainly, if there's any under the sound of my voice who has not yet trusted Christ, it's my prayer that today will be their time of salvation. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thank you for joining me on this moment of meditation and prayer time. Until we come together once again on this radio station, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl of the Way of Truth Ministries saying, God bless you and to keep looking up. For remember, the best is yet to come, for Jesus could return again today. Amen.